Welcome to all of the callers and listeners. Today is December 27th. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Welcome to Morning Motivation, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. We're tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. And it's all within 15 minutes, Monday through Friday, so you can get to work. Today's topic is, what will you do differently now to ensure a successful 2017? What will you do differently now to ensure a successful 2017. Our scriptures come from three places today, but it's only a total of four verses. That will be 2 Corinthians 5:17, James 2:14, and Habakkuk 2:3-4. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about this ministry on our website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. That includes about me, Evangelist Rossi Williams, the ministry, upcoming events, our last 100 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge. We've been counting down, removing all toxicity for the last 100 days, and today is day three, as well as access to my law office. Again, the website is feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. And the last thing I want to say is I was able to view our statistics, and I have learned that we have listeners all the way in Alaska and all the way in Norway. So praise God, Morning Motivation is growing. Now, by now you should have your word ready. So let's hit these four verses right quickly. And I'm reading from the KJV. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. James 2:14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he hath faith and have not works? Can faith save him? And then it goes on to tell us that faith without works is dead. And then Habakkuk 2:3-4. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Amen. And then it tells us to write the vision, make it plain, and run with it. What is our topic for today? Remember, your lines are on mute. No one else can hear you. What will you do differently now to ensure a successful 2017? I want everyone to repeat that question to yourself, remembering that no one else, including me, can hear you. Repeat after me. What will I do differently now to ensure a successful 2017? Now let's make it a little more personal. Repeat after me. What will I do differently now to ensure my successful 2017? Now, in those three scriptures that we read, I pulled those three scriptures for a reason, because they are successive in relation to time for the context of this teaching. The scripture in 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 dealt with the fact that in order to move forward and to have newness, the old things must pass away. Now, that can be naturally and spiritually. For example, some of the natural things that need to pass away in our lives can include procrastination, overspending, overeating, a lack of exercise, or a lack of healthy eating. We could have inappropriate communication. Maybe if you're married, you may have been unfaithful, or there's infidelity. So there are a lot of natural things entering into toxic relationships, whether that's with a friend, a significant other, on the job. All of these things are natural examples of old behaviors, old communications that need to pass away. And spiritual examples may be not attending church faithfully, not being a faithful tither or giver, not spending quality time with the Lord. So you've not budgeted when you're weak, quality time with the Lord, where you are reading the word, where you are praying on your own. And so you really don't have any relationship with God outside of just going to church. And think about it. If your marriage or your girlfriend or boyfriend's relationship consisted of only seeing you 2 hours or 1 hour in a week, would you want that relationship? Would you even call it a relationship? So it may include not witnessing to others or sharing your testimony. These are examples of the natural and spiritual old behaviors that need to pass away. Insubordination on your job, the inability to submit to authority or to follow instruction. And so then I went to James 2, because that dealt with the next thing which must occur, which is action. Faith without works is dead. You see, the passing from the old to the new is not a passive transition. It is an action verb. It is something that requires you to put some time in and to do some work. This is one of the reasons that we consistently fail or don't meet our expectations as we make New Year's resolutions, or as we say we're going to improve our marriage or even our own lives or our relationships with our children. And that's because we always want it to be a passive act. You just name it and claim it, or you just, you know, as they say in a lot of churches, or you just say it. Well, that's not enough. The marriage does not improve without work. Relationships with your children don't improve without work. Doing better on your job doesn't improve without you actually doing the work to improve your performance. Losing weight does not occur without you doing some exercise, changing your diet, and having a positive, inspirational mindset does not occur without you identifying, removing, and controlling the toxicity that you put in. Because garbage in, garbage out. Then I went to Habakkuk, because as you know, for the last 2 weeks of our last 100 days Remove All Clutter Challenge, we've been talking about writing that vision statement. And so now that we're down to the last 3 days of this year, I want to make sure that everyone has that ready and that you remember what must occur. You must have one sentence, one goal. And I'll tell you how powerful this is. I had the opportunity to discuss this with my son during the Christmas break, and he's an adult. He's my only child. And so I broke this down to him because he's trying to make some decisions about whether he wants to make changes in his major at college and different things. So I gave him these rules, and he internalized it so well that he applied it to his own life. So your vision must be one sentence, one goal. And within that one sentence, one goal, it must include only 5 components. Do you remember what they are? Say them with me. Spiritual, relational, which includes your family, professional, financial, and recreational. It also has to be what? Realistic for you and your life. You don't try to write your vision based on anyone else's life or expectations, unless it's your immediate family, those in your household, because a house divided cannot stand. So you have to plan this together. It has to be measurable. You have to be able to write out little ways to measure whether or not you're being effective. It has to be achievable, and it has to be adaptable, because life happens. So you may have to go back and change your goal. And I'm going to give you an example for me that just happened within the last week. And then last but not least, it must be written down, and it must stay at the forefront of your life, because everyday clutters will come in and clutter it out. And by the end of 2 months in 2017, you'll be off track. So if you remember, my one sentence, one goal was what? That I will be happily married, right? I will be a multimillionaire, happily married, effective minister of the gospel, and advocate of criminal justice reform, a reconciliator of my family who will take at least 3 major trips next year. Now, I'm not reading that. There's nowhere sitting in front of me. I've internalized it because it's what I plan to do. Well, one of the things I had to think about earlier this week is that next year, there are 2 major conferences I want to attend that I planned to attend in 2016, but I didn't get to do it. One was the National Bar Association's conference, which was held in July. And then the other is the NAACP National Conference, because I'm part of legal redress for my local NAACP. So my prior 3 trips were what? Niagara Falls, a trip out of the country, and then there was going to be another trip yet to be determined. So what I did is I went back and I said, okay, I'm going to have to make 2 of my trips, those 2 trips, because those events last an entire week. So it's very costly to go there and be prepared. And there are multiple sub-events or activities where you have to dress up, you know, formal, et cetera. And then what I said is, I'm going to combine my Niagara Falls and going out of the country trip, because those are things I definitely want to do. So I will do at least those 3 major trips. Do you see how the things are adaptable? But my one sentence, one goal, my vision never changed. I just adapted what is going to occur based on what is happening. So that's what I'm saying to you. What is it that you will do differently? Not that you will say, not that you will proclaim, not that you will walk around and claim it by faith. What are the actions that you're going to do differently to ensure your successful 2017? You got to put the stuff to work. If any of you missed any of those teachings, they're on our website on the last 100 days remove all clutter challenge page, and they started about December the 9th or 10th. So go back and listen, because there's individual teachings on each of those components. Now, our time is running out, so I'm going to get ready and go into prayer. I do plan throughout the week to allow questions. We had a great question on yesterday. Please go back and listen to that if you missed it, and prayer requests. But for right now, we got to stay within the time. So let's get ready and go into prayer. Come on and begin to thank the Lord wherever you are. Just begin to honor him. My soul, come on and love the Lord. Loves Jesus. Come on and begin to thank him. My soul, God is so worthy. Loves you, Jesus. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We magnify your holy name. We honor you. We praise you. We thank you, God. And truly, if we had 10,000 tongues, we just could not praise you enough. We thank you because you have brought us all the way down to the end of 2016, kept us intact with our right minds, allowed us to have a blessed Christmas, regardless of the number of presents we received or gave, regardless of the number of friends or family we had, we are still here. So, Lord, we magnify you. And today, we ask that you would get us excited, exuberant, geared up to do something different so that we bring about into fruition our successful 2017. Let us write the vision, work the vision, live the vision, internalize the vision, and let us make it plain, one sentence, one goal, with those five components, and then let us run with it. Let us run with it. Let us run with it. Let us stay focused, stay on the path, stay on the track. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Don't be distracted by Satan's devices and toxicity in our friends or family. This is our time. Hallelujah. This is our year. This is our time. Say that to the Lord. Lord, this is my time. Come on, say it wherever you are. No one can hear you. The lines are muted. Lord, this is my time. Ooh, magnify him. In Jesus' name, amen. I want everyone to remember, go to the website. I've been working on getting this vision statement in a downloadable format so that you'll be able to plug yours in and keep it in your forefront. I thought I'd have it ready last week, but it will be ready before the end of this week, so you'll have it to go into 2017, and it will be portable. You can find all of that information on the website at feeldfire.com, F-E-E-L, letter D-fire.com. Now, your task for today is to write the vision if you have not completed this. Remember, go back to the website to learn how if you need to. But write your one sentence, one goal. And for those of you who have already done this, I need you to go back now. And now that you've heard me talk about changes or adaptation, make sure that you look at everything and see if it's exactly how you want it. Pray over it and even now begin to start running with it. This is Morning Motivation. This is the broadcast where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. We tackle life's everyday issues with biblical perspective so that I can empower you for your daily life. We're Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. The call-in number is 323-870-4180. And you can see all of that on the website. Until tomorrow, what is the topic? Say it with me. What will I do differently now to ensure my successful 2017? I got a new closing song for the rest of this week. I love it. Change. Your change is going to come. I'll see you in the morning at 6:30 a.m. Invite your family and friends. Are you praising them right now? I'm so excited. Change. Change. Change is gonna come. Yes, you're gonna do something differently now. Morning motivation. I love you guys. Change is gonna come. I'm going there with you.
Change is gonna come. Change is gonna come.
Why don't you just repeat it? My change is gonna come.
Yes, it will.
I'll see you guys at 6:30 a.m. Morning motivation.
Okay.
I'm Kate. Build the fire.